This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone.
Well, I love taking calls, but they're also exhausting because they challenge me and they take me to places I wasn't thinking about. I got a ton of important clips, big breaking news this hour, a bunch of stuff I've got to get to, but I am trying to go to your calls as quickly as I can. Caller asked me, why am I committed to Trump? You know a man by his enemies. This is like biblical, the amount of attacks and the fraud, and then I'm being attacked right next to him. If that doesn't create camaraderie, if that doesn't get you on board with somebody even more, the more attacks there are, it's the opposite of breaking me. And I just don't ever get the mindset. A lot of people used to think that I was trying to scare folks on air. And I learned that some of the globalists thought my show wasn't damaging them a decade ago or so because they thought I was just scaring people for them. Like they think like scaring you makes you submit. That's like the Nazis bombing civilian targets. They thought it would make the British not want to have the war, but it took the Brits from not wanting the war to wanting the war. And I just don't ever get tyrant's perspective where you do something mean to somebody, at least in my experience where I'm from, makes you want to fight harder. So that's the perspective I've got here. And as nasty as the enemy is, we've already come so far, ladies and gentlemen, that as nasty as politics was and as betrayed as it was, and it was all about deception and garbage, as soon as that flips, then it's all about being honorable. And I can tell you right now, with Trump, it's straight up in his policies behind the scenes. There's not subterfuge. That's why the politicians and the globalists hate it. It's just straight up business. Straight up. They can't stand it. Straight up pragmatism. It's not even goody two-shoes. It's just not deceptive. And their whole system of hijacking the whole culture and selling it off to the highest bidder and being lords of everything because they're the gatekeepers on humanity's future, that's coming to an end. And I am very honored to be part, even in my stumbling fashion, to be involved in this. All right, Chad, Aaron, Patrick, and many others. Patrick in Idaho, thanks for holding her on the air.
You there?
Yes, I am.
Good. So, stemming off of yesterday's conversation, I'm Irish, English, German, French, Basque, Indian, whatever. I'm just an American.
Okay, and I hear you disagree with me on Russia connection?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I think if I can spin a little bit off, I think you're a Polish agent.
Okay, and how do you know I'm a Polish agent?
Friends, Cernovic, Pachinik, Big Lebowski, all Polish scum.
Well, you know, I actually, there are a lot of people with Polish background that send me Fighting the New World Order. It's true. And I've got friends that are Polish. But also, I think Pachinik from Russia. I mean, a lot of those are just Slavic names. But, you know, people tell Posobiec that he must be a Russian agent because he's Polish. Anybody that knows the history knows the Poles don't like the Russians too much. There's just a lot of ignorance, you know. Just because somebody has a Slavic last name doesn't mean they're Russian.
I'm just having fun with you, sir.
No, Patrick, I hear you. It sounds like you've had a lot of fun today. Are you smoking dope or are you drinking alcohol today?
Neither.
Okay, well, we got to catch up with me. Okay.
Hey,
I'm joking. I got to go. Man, you're something else. I got to go. That color sound. They're so ridiculous. Yeah, but he did bring up some good points, though. There's been a disproportionate amount of people with Polish last names involved in the Liberty Movement. So don't start a new conspiracy theory that, hey, how about we don't judge people off their last names? We judge them off what they do. they're saying Trump's a Nazi because he's got a German last name. Let's judge people not off what color they are or their last name, but on what they do.
I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay. No matter what, I'm going your calls quick and fast right now. Till the bottom of the hour, then I've got a huge blitz of videos and clips and just insane stuff I need to get to. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. The callers are, some of them have been great, some of them have been okay. Some of them have been funny and goofy, like the last guy. But what they are is long. Just get to your point. I'm going to try to make a quick point and move on. They have asked some epic questions. So some of my answers have taken, 20 minutes. So it's mainly my fault. I apologize, but we're going to your calls. Aaron, Chad, Frank, and many others. Who should I go to next? Let's go to Aaron in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, I just have a little theory about why the left is grasping at straws with Trump will make this fast. Once Trump started saying that he'll meet North Korea with a fury and fire no one's seen, they started ramping up things. Now, what is fury and fire? To me, if you go to Twitter and search Athena, A-T-H-E-N-A, and Fox News, you'll find a report from Fox about a system using lasers that knocked out drones out of the sky. Now, if Fox is putting that out, to me, it seems like the government is willing to show that kind of information that maybe we have even tech up in the skies to watch. And so the reason why he started talking about this is because, the globalists wanted to push, nuclear war with North Korea and Russia. But they stopped that, and now they're trying to push control over satellites. How is North Korea going to hit us with a nuke? The only way they could do it is if they were to try to use an EMP to disable our system. So to me, it just seems like North Korea and the globalists are trying to push another form of Pearl Harbor where all of a sudden they turn off our communications so we can't even defend ourselves. That's just my opinion.
No, I think the experts agree with you. That's one of the only threats from North Korea that's really serious. And it's something North Korea has been looking at. They don't have delivery systems yet where the missiles don't break up coming in to the atmosphere. And we also know the Clintons and the Chinese and the globalists had a lot of back deals with North Korea. And so they've been using North Korea to put pressure on the Trump administration. Great point, Aaron. Thank you so much for holding from Salt Lake City. Let's go to Chad in West Virginia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
It's a pleasure to be with you, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, I was talking to the lady there that kind of screamed me when I was first called, and I was telling her about how this is a spiritual warfare against Trump. And anybody that's supporting Trump. And I truly, truly believe, Alex, I've been a Christian all my life. I'm a disabled veteran. I come from the deepest coal mining country there is in America, which is southern West Virginia, McDowell County, which has been proven throughout, actually is more or less in the 50s and 60s, I believe it was. There was more coal that came out of there than any other place in America. It made the boom for Pittsburgh, the steel.
No, I'm fully aware of that. That area of West Virginia basically built much of our industrial revolution.
Anyway, sorry to get off a little bit of top there, but
No, it's interesting. It's interesting.
Just wanted to basically just describe where I'm coming from and who I am. And also, what I want to get to the point, and I know you said we're short on time. I am a disabled veteran. I served in Afghanistan. I'm actually disabled and permanently retired from injuries I sustained in combat in Afghanistan. Since 9/11, and I'm super aware of your theories and beliefs on 9/11 and that there was some corruption involved and whatnot. And without getting into that, what I want to say is that we have spent the past 16 years, regardless of what your beliefs about 9/11 are, we have spent and invested probably trillions of dollars. I know it's billions, maybe even trillions of dollars into fighting radical Islam for 16 years now. So what I want to get at is that was the boogeyman that was made for us to focus on for the past 16 years. And I'd like to say it was a well-deserved boogeyman. It wasn't a fraudulent boogeyman. What I believe the Democrats and the left loony liberals are now making is Russia being the new boogeyman. And it's because it fits their agenda with this whole anti-white, anti-Christian, anti-America. It's impossible for us to continue making radical Islam the boogeyman in order to fit their agenda.
Sure, they want total civil war now, directed by liberal governments, to compartmentalize everybody. We know about spiritual warfare. They are attacking and intimidating, and all over, white people are getting beat up just because they're white, even if they're not wearing a Trump hat. And again, this is the leftist media pushing this narrative to control our countries. Most of the so-called minorities aren't racist. The media is trying to force them into it. Most of the Antifa meetings are leftist white people running it. But it really shows you how cold-blooded they are, and that is their plan for divide and conquer. And you're right. They radicalized a lot of Islam. They protected it. They grew it. Then they had our military fight it to basically wear our military out. Trump said, we're not doing that. We're actually going to defeat it, and it's over. And then in just 11 months, it's almost defeated, which, again, just shows you how there wasn't a real action to actually defeat it. The globalists were just using it to take away our liberties. That's another reason they hate Trump so much, is he's derailing that entire program. And listen, I've been on air 22 years, and folks would call in like you and say, Alex, it's spiritual warfare, it's good versus evil. And I'd say, I know that, but I would not focus much on it. But as I get older and I research more, at the end of the day, the people we're fighting aren't black, they're not white, they're not Hispanic, they're not Asian. They are all different colors, but they are anti-human psychopaths and sociopaths who are into evil and who don't believe in humanity and who hate their neighbors and who like to lie and like to steal and like to cheat. And so, yes, we are in a fight of good versus evil. And you heard the caller ask me earlier, why do you support Trump? I mean, look at everything coming back. Look at the globalists hating him. Look at how they lie. Look at everything they've done. It's so obvious, not just intellectually, but from the enemies and what we're seeing happen, that Trump is so real. And it just gives me hope to know there's not just evil in this world.
And one thing to top that, Alex, and I just want to add this, is because it's always what I hear when you hear someone speaking of supporting Trump, or that all these Christians supported Trump. And I honestly believe that it was divine for him to be elected president. I honestly, wholeheartedly believe that. But what you'll hear from the left all the time, these anti-Christian, most people who've never even walked into a church, probably never even opened a Bible in their life, they'll say, how could you support Trump when he's talking about grabbing this and grabbing that, and after his lifestyle, he's been divorced and this and that. Listen, for everybody out there listening right now, whoever you are, a Christian is not a saint. If you are a Christian and you follow God, you read the Bible, you are a Christian. I've been a Christian since I was 5 years old.
Well, let me throw this in. The Bible's replete. God judges the heart, not the deeds. King David got his best friend killed just so he could have sex with his wife. But after he truly repented, God said, you're a man from my own heart. Christ said, look at these Pharisees praying up on top of the hill, but behind closed doors they're super evil. Christ was looking for real people that were good and honorable and strong, not that they were perfect. God made us. God knows us. And you're absolutely right. Look at the Bible. Saul of Tarsus becomes Paul on the road to Damascus. He was a horrible person. So that's and Trump's not been a horrible person. He's a for real guy. He's out in the open. He's not perfect, but he really isn't out to get people. He doesn't want austerity. He doesn't want to enslave people, and that's why the globalists hate him. And you're absolutely right. God raises people up, and we've seen providence. And that's why the evil of Hollywood and the globalists hate Trump so much. Go ahead.
Amen. I truly believe everything you just said. It's 100%. One last thing, and I'll let you go. I have to go myself. But do you still listen to or follow Howard Stern in any kind of way?
I mean, I don't really listen or follow. I don't really like a lot of the stuff he does, but I've been on his show before. Why?
Well, I don't either. But this morning, he actually had a... he was talking about the election in Alabama. And he was talking about how the Roy Moore support...
I got to hear this. You got to hold through the break. I got to hear this.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive. You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Chad in West Virginia, finishing up, he was asking, I heard Howard Stern. You know, I've been on Howard Stern's show, had a big response, it's a big show, been on his network quite a bit as a guest. I just don't have time to listen to it, and I know it's a racy show, so I'm not attacking Stern. I'm not defending Stern. Sometimes if I'm driving across the country, you know, and he's not making fart noises, then he has some entertaining guests on and interesting interviews. I think he gets interesting stuff out of people. I mean, you asked if I liked Howard Stern, and, you know, in general, I don't like the fact that I've heard him say Trump didn't really intend to win. And that's what the Democrats say, and it's a load of bull. It's a backhanded attack. But that said, I think he's a talented broadcaster. But what was he talking about today? And you did have to get on the road. You left your house. You're now in the car. Go ahead. What was Trump saying? I mean, what was he saying about Roy Moore? Stern. I really want to hear this. Get him back on hold, guys. Talk to him. Get him ready to come back on with us. As I held everybody through, I want to hear what Stern talked about with Roy Moore today. I'd like to have somebody else call in and tell me. So just as soon as he realizes we're going to go back to him, we'll do that. So let's try one more time to go back to Tennessee. Can you hear me? Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, I guess Chad hung up. I'm a different caller.
Okay. I'm going to suspend calls at this point. I'm not mad, but I don't know what's going on with the phone system, okay?
Alex.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
I'm having trouble. I love your show, and I have trouble listening to it because your app doesn't work with iOS 11.
I hear you, brother. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't work around here.
And your other app, I know you got the new InfoWars Live app, but it glitches constantly. The Alex Jones app works great, but now it's not compatible, so I can't hear it. I'm out in these West Texas oil fields trying to get my news, and I just wanted to let you know personally that I'm having trouble.
I know. You know what? I got that app made about 8 years ago. I paid $650. And then when it stopped being available about 6 months ago, I said, hey, can you know hire a company to just update it so it works? And all the king's horses and all the king's men might be able to get that going for you. Yeah, we're going to abort that other app because it's had problems, and I'm going to work with some other folks to build some. But the problem is there's a lot of leftists involved in the tech companies and in production and all the rest of it. We've actually been sabotaged. We've confirmed it's been done on purpose. Apple will say, oh, we're going to accept your film for iTunes, then refuse it 3-4 times. Google's banned us in a bunch of places. And it's gotten a lot worse since Trump got into office. There's just economic operations going on. So I'm probably going to launch a big open fair or something, maybe a 24-hour broadcast where just tech people call in. We vet them. We listen to them. And then we pay them to build us basic things that I could get 8 years ago. I can't get today. So I'm glad we got to this caller. I don't know who we're talking to. So tell me your name, caller.
I'm Thomas from West Texas. Because of you, Alex, I got politically involved, went through my community, became a delegate. I worked my way up, gave my story about working in the Middle East, and became a national delegate and helped get Trump elected because of your radio show. So thank you.
Well, thank you, brother. And we're going to try to be taking more phone calls in the future. It's something I've gotten away from. But it's something that kind of comes down to an art form, getting the callers on, going to them, having them be there when you go to them, having them have good phones, having them, you know, respond. But we're going to make calls a bigger part of the broadcast because it's calls like you and the last caller that make it all really worthwhile to be able to, you know, learn from. But, yes, I am fully aware that the app we have that like 4 million people downloaded, just the Alex Jones app for iPhones, is not working on new phones. And, man, I thought it'd be something simple to do. All the king's horses, all the king's men can't do it. So we need to set up an email address or something. I've been meaning to go to the audience for this because I go to companies, I pay them money, nothing happens. Big companies, small companies, it's just bizarre. And then later I learned with some of the folks that it's just a big joke and that, you know, they're attacking us on their Facebook page and talking crap about us, you know. So, you know, I mean, I've run into quite a bit of interesting stuff out there because believe me, the left aren't just folks that cuss at you in the streets. They're creeping around involved in businesses and companies all over the place, and they're a very sinister, deceptive group of people.
Well, the only way currently that I can listen to you is by listening to your podcast the next day and a dollar short.
I know, brother. I know. There's a lot of stuff we need to do. I've even thought about shutting the show down for a while just to give us the time to get everything geared back up. Because, I mean, we're just about doing the show, but then it's kind of like not putting it out, though, you know, because it can't just happen in the building. It's got to happen out there. But, you know, that's why I still work on the weekend, and it's why I still do videos from my house myself and other things like that, is so that I can just attempt to get out to people. And I'm not whining about it. It's just very frustrating to deal with the death threats and the attacks and the cutting our sponsors off and all that. I can handle that. It's the trying to actually get ducks in a row to put a broadcast out. The crew running the shows do a great job running the show. It's just on the tech end of that. So we'll work on that. I appreciate your call. And again, we're taking phone calls today, folks. So we're getting all sorts of stuff here on air. You think you're talking to one caller, you're talking to another caller. But you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Because for 6 months, I have people stop me. Man, I walk down the street. They go, hey, your iPhone app doesn't work anymore. I've been listening to you on this for like 8 years, Alex. And can you just update that? Hell, I had a guy on the street come up to me and say, I do apps. Here's my number. Get in touch with me. And we need to get that fixed. You know, the biggest thing you can do on your phones is you can just go to InfoWars.com, and it works on my phone and works on Droids and works on everything. You just go to the top, and it says listen, and it says watch, and there are those. And, you know, I noticed about a month ago, it said, and it always said listen, and it was a listen button. But then I clicked on it, and it was a watch button. And if you don't have good man with it, it didn't even work. And I went, man. Do we know why a listen button changed to a watch button but still said listen? And nobody knew. So I said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put listen up there again, and we're going to have it actually listen. And then we're going to put next to it one that says watch. And then people can click on that one, and they can watch. So I'm not sure, but there's a lot of ways for you to just click and listen there on the site, but we will get that iPhone updated for you, my friend. Because believe me, but the biggest thing you can do is there's also live streams. But I understand a lot of folks don't want to watch a video stream on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, our own platform, Infowars.com/show. They want to have audio, like radio. And I understand that. So I'm going to set out the next few days to see what the main ways for folks to listen on radio are. And then I'm going to start a new initiative around here where I'm going to find out about how we get that app that 3-4 million people downloaded working for you. Well, I got a bunch of clips I'm going to get to and your phone calls coming up. Stay with us. More fun.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion.
All right, we're back live. More of your phone calls coming up.
With not a mark upon his silky hide.
I really should just sit here for 3 or 4 hours one day and just read headlines so people get an idea of just how crazy this stuff is. I'm sure the audience already knows, but I was reading this Paul Watson article today that was just quotes out of the Swedish newspaper. And this doesn't make sense if you make sense as a person. But if you're social engineers that want to literally break the population to put up with anything, this is a formula. And then I was thinking about another one of Trump's accomplishes. I was thinking about one of the other big things that he's accomplished. When I was reading the story, and Daria popped in my ear and brought up a whole other point, one of the producers, Trump has reversed the Red River land grab, where the feds just announced control of both sides of the river and took hundreds and hundreds of ranches, some of them that have been there for 150 years. Well, now Trump is shrinking the Obama monuments, where they're not getting rid of the actual monuments. The feds had announced even more land around them was off limits, when in many of those western states, more than half the state is federal land. In fact, some states are 85% or more. What, Utah is 90? Nevada's close to 90? Most of those states are more than half federal. So when you hear, oh, Obama took, you know, 5,000, 10,000 square miles around a monument, that's just in general area declaring more land, and there's only a few little pieces in there that were actually private. You'll have some 50-year-old or 100-year-old ranch. I see it in the news all the time. You've seen it. And they'll just say, we've been letting you use that road to get to your ranch up there on the mountaintop for 100 years. Sorry, it's locked. And the ranchers go, we're allowed to use it. It's our land. People go, huh, them dumb ranchers think they own land in the middle of a national park. And the public's so ignorant in big cities, they don't even understand there's all these ranches and farms in the middle of nowhere. I mean, you go out west, you'll drive an hour, and it's just federal land. Sometimes 2 hours. And then thank God you run into some little area that's got a couple of shops and a gas station, and there's always some old ranch that they still got cattle on, but the feds have squeezed it down from 50,000 acres to, 1,000, and that's how they get the tax easement. But grandma's old, and the kids already moved away, so when she dies, no more gas station. The West has been depleted of people being able to do business out there. And you get up to the Mississippi River and you start going west, I mean, SWAT teams will just come on some farmer's land and just aim guns at them for no reason, or just shoot some kid off the back of a bike. Again, I'm not against police themselves. I'm against the federally brainwashed green police. They're now given guns. They're the ones that are crazy. So, yeah, Daria just mentioned that. Trump is reversing things that took the globalists decades every day. It's devastating, it's lightning fast, and every time it's done pragmatically of what's fair and what's good for everybody. I mean, Trump is a godsend. I don't even want to get up here and say he's great, he's great, he's great, he's great. But I'm not going to lie to you. And then I look at the sacks of garbage. Here's another example. I have a stack of news every day without even looking at it. Where there are illegal aliens in Europe and the United States and other places running around just killing people. And in leftist countries, when they kill people, they'll even let them go sometimes. And then I remember learning like a year and a half ago. People think I know a lot. I don't know a lot. I learned about a year and a half ago. I saw a headline in Breitbart that the UN controls the State Department and controls the refugee immigration of the U.S. I knew they controlled the Third World and the entries to Europe and coming here, but I didn't know that they were actually running the State Department through the Migrant Compact, and that they would vet people without vetting them, and that it was the UN giving them passports. So I went and looked it up and learned all about it. That happened 8 years ago under Obama, putting us under the UN. I mean, imagine, I read all day long, and I didn't know that. And it had been going on for like 6 years, 7 years by the time I learned about it. What else is going on? I'm sitting here probably 14 hours a day just trying to learn stuff, and I didn't know that. Guess what Trump just did? He just killed it last week. We're pulling out of it. And the UN's freaking out. How on earth is the UN running who we bring in, and then our government just accepts it like they're the Border Patrol or they're customs? That's how far gone our sovereignty was. We were already 90% into world government, and Trump's killing it all. And it's like every day it's something new. I can't even keep track of it. I just learned about this a year and a half ago, and Trump's in office and has killed it. And then look at these headlines. I was reading these articles this morning, and they made me so upset that then I get on air and I'm angry. And that's why. I mean, they're saying they're going to kill the president. They're saying they're going to go ahead with impeachment. They've got indictments ready. I mean, that upsets me. So I apologize if I get cranky on air. And I'm a little cranky with the crew. And I've been really cranky the last week because this is so real, folks. And now that we're delivering and starting to win, it makes it even crazier to watch the economy come back and to see the enemy even madder that we're trying to fix things. It makes me beyond hating them. This Paul Watson article, though, on Infowars.com, everybody should read this because it's not the Swedes that are being raped that are the story. I'm sad for them. It's a big deal. It's terrible. The story is that the other Swedes won't help them. And that's the Stockholm Syndrome. You just give up and you just go with the flow. Sweden, migrant who participated in a 20-man gang rape of a woman tells police it was fun. That's like the illegal alien in court this week in the U.S. raped women. He said he's proud of it and he'll do it again. He's been deported 20 times, 20-plus times. A migrant, he's not an illegal alien or an invader. He's a migrant, use that word, who took part in a 20-man gang rape of a woman in a suburb of Stockholm, Sweden, told police the experience was a fun joke. Close quote. The incident occurred last Sunday in the Fachat area of the Swedish capital. 20 men were involved in the brutal gang rape, which took place in a stairwell, but police were only able to identify and charge five of the culprits, all of whom were migrants from Somalia and Iraq, not invaders, but migrants. They beat her head in the wall, had a knife, raped her. According to the 30-year-old woman, the migrants discussed who would get to use me first. And because she was a woman, they told the cops they did it. See, because they're Muslim, they're very proud of it. Before pulling her up to the second floor, many stood waiting for their turn, she added. The migrants smashed the woman's head against the staircase, knocked her unconscious, as well as threatening her with a knife. The migrants laughed and filmed the scene on their cell phones as the attack unfolded. During a police interview, one of the attackers said the entire ordeal was a fun joke to the men. The victim's situation was made worse by the fact that when she attempted to get help from locals in the apartment, they either ignored her or insulted her. And then when she went bleeding and covered with semen, it's right here, they said, "You're a gross person. We're not going to help you." The Swedes did, see. Pure demonic, spoiled rotten selfishness is they didn't even care because they were liberals. So what?
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com.
GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
I want to be clear. Covering a lot of this really negative news. Should we know about the threat? Should we understand what's happening? It's not to demoralize you. It's not to put you down. It's to expose it. Because they don't want this news out. Continuing. This is from the Swedish newspapers. It's up on Infowars.com. The victim situation, it was just beaten up and gang raped at knife point by 20 men. Can you imagine that? Was made worse by the fact that when she attempted to get help from the locals, they either ignored her or insulted her. And that's the thing, is a guy hitting on a woman, they act like it's rape, but then they cover up rape and sex abuse and child abuse and pedophilia and men being raped and women being raped in Hollywood, and they kind of just mix it all together like it's the same thing. One man who lived in the area for 15 years saw the rape happening, but did nothing because, in his own words, he has learned not to see or hear much. The woman who was labeled disgusting by another person because she had semen in her hair as a result of the gang rape. According to attorney Elizabeth Massey Fritz, the incident is one of the worst rape incidents she's dealt with in 26 years of practice, saying the attackers inflicted torture-like trauma on her client. Folks, I have a bunch of video at the anti-racism pro-Muslim rallies they have in Europe of just guys lined up raping women that show up, and the women are just bloody. I mean, it's just incredible. And it's just exploding, but there's no coverage of it. Stanley defense attorney romanticized illegal immigrant felon in blog post and called him so-called dangerous felon and said he was a wonderful person. No, he shot her dead. And he was deported a whole but five times. I don't care if you're a white guy raping women, a Hispanic guy. I don't care where you're from. You've got criminals that use multiple identities to go back and forth in countries. There are a lot of serial killers come out of Latin America into Mexico, get caught there killing people because they run across borders. This is dangerous. And the idea that we can't control it is crazy. Europe's migrant crisis, millions still to come. Gladstone Institute up on Infowars.com. The UN says they want to bring in 50 million North Africans. You think 10 million is a crisis? Germany offers migrants 3,500 to leave voluntarily. So Merkel knows she's about to get thrown out. They're panicking. Meanwhile, 3,108 since October 1st, refugee admissions dropped by 489% as Trump withdraws from UN Migration Compact. We're under UN control soon, and it takes like 6 months to get out, so we won't be out till next year. And yet I have stacks of these. Norway, Syrian migrant punches woman in the face 12 times after stealing cell phone, and there's photos and videos of it. Meanwhile, just because Trump wants to slow all this down, he's a horrible bigot and a racist. We have a big New York Times article up. We have a story about the New York Times where three times in the last day they've said Trump's this horrible racist without even having any proof. They just say he's a Nazi. Meanwhile, we show articles where they say, can white people be good or are they just inherently evil? We show the New York Times with headlines a few weeks ago saying, are whites just inherently bad? That's one step up from the article we covered last week at Texas State University saying white DNA is an abomination. That's literal race cult beyond the Nazis cuckoo stuff. It's like, that's a white dog, it's to the devil. A black dog's good or a black dog's bad and a white dog's good. Let me tell you something, you can have a Labrador Retriever that's got white skin or black skin. And I've had a white one, I've had a cream one, not really white, and I've had a chocolate lab and a black lab in my life, and they all acted just the same. They were all funny and goofy and smart and had energy, and they all got hip dysplasia and died when they were 12. Didn't matter what color the melanin was, because the chocolate one had chocolate skin, and the black one had black skin, and the white one had pink skin, and they were all just goofy sweethearts. And it's the same. Imagine saying, white labs are inherently evil. I mean, it's like the most racist crap I've ever heard. And they're just spewing. And I know it's meant to make me racist. I know they want to just divide everybody now. They want to get away from the Christian ethos. They found an article where they're saying dogs are racist. Well, it's true that if a dog is being raised by a black family and is around a lot of white folks, it might bark at you because it's not used to your color. It's true. But it's not a racist thing. It's that it doesn't recognize you. So, anyways, the point is that this is getting crazy. And I've got a bunch of other stories. I mean, here's the problem. I've got total overload. I mean, I've got like 30 clips here that are all incredibly important. Dershowitz, Flynn plea is now a show of weakness for Mueller. I totally agree. All he's got after going after Manafort with no Russia connections and there's no Russia indictment there, now it's, oh, there's no Russia collusion, but you, in an illegal transcript recorded of you, didn't tell the FBI exactly the way the call went. I mean, if they asked me 6 months ago, you talked to this person and said this, I'd be like, huh? But again, the phone call is, okay, we put sanctions on you. We hope you don't put sanctions on us, and we want to keep working with you as to take out ISIS. So that's all they got. But here it is. Let's go to that clip. Dershowitz, Flynn plea is a show of weakness for Mueller. I totally agree. Here it is.
Last thing any prosecutor wants to do is to have to indict his primary witness for lying, because if you indict your witness for lying, it really means he's not useful as a witness. He has no credibility. I'm sure the prosecutor was trying.
Yeah, what that says is false informant. What that says is a fraud. But talking to the Flynn family, they got cut off from Trump. And he's agreed to talk about what he did because Flynn believes nothing wrong's happened and he's not trying to burn Trump. He's just been indicted because they were surveilling him and claim he didn't tell the whole story. So, again, Flynn is a total victim in this. And Trump, I know, agrees that he was wrong to ever get rid of Flynn. It's like his lawyer. Everybody knows it's not Trump tweeting all the time. His lawyer came out and he got chewed out for coming out and tweeting on Trump's behalf. Trump got rid of Flynn when the vice president came in and said he didn't tell me about all these conversations when I asked him. And that's what happened. Also, Mattis wanted him out of there. It was really the other generals didn't want to come in if Flynn was there. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to another clip here. This is important on tax reform, so I wanted to get through this one. Tim Scott shoots down Democrat criticism of tax reform. You know, they're spinning this. Even on Fox, they go, Democrats think tax cuts are bad for the Republicans. Republicans think they're good. You can debate taxes. You can debate deficits. You can debate the future. But tax cuts now to bring back $4 trillion in overseas money, and to bring back trillions to middle class and poor taxpayers is going to cause a giant boom in the economy, bigger than we've already seen. Most analysts say a 10% growth rate, 7 to 10%, but 10's the middle. Some estimates are 12% because they've had to suppress so long. Now, is that going to be good? Just in a Machiavellian way for the Republicans and for Trump. Yeah, it's going to be good to have 4 to 6 years of boom. Now, if we don't cut or at least freeze spending, it'll create a big deficit like what happened with Reagan. They got the tax cuts. They never got the cuts. You've got to freeze the spending. Then you cut taxes. More money comes in generally because it spurs the economy. Then you pay down the debt with that. That's what's got to happen. Bare minimum, freeze the spending. But will tax cuts help the country? There's a bear go poo-poo in the woods. Here's part of the clip.
I'm old enough to remember the 86 tax cut bill. It took 15 months. I'm just wondering, I mean, just as a simple yes or no, I mean, was this the process that you had hoped for to have all these changes made at the last minute?
Well, Jake, I'll say it this way. The last hearing that we had was a 23-hour hearing. We had 63 Democrat amendments that were offered. The suggestion that this was not done in the light of day, and the last-minute changes as they talk about them were last-minute changes that had been envisioned for weeks. We knew at the end that there would be dials that were changed. So here's an example. We increased helping small businesses by about 2.4%. That happened in the last hour or so, but that had been envisioned for the last 10 days because we had been
talking about
that.
Exactly. Everybody knows what's been in the mix. I'm going to come back and put the rest of it. Oh, by the way, guess what else is in there? Obamacare repeal. They said you could never repeal Obamacare. They said you could never get tax cuts. You could never get a 3% growth rate. You guys are losers. You're failing. We're winning. And we're winning, making you rich. Why? Get out of the way.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC.
pharmacy. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.